Old Boyd had a store someplace up in there. I don't know whereabouts it was at, even. And said, "Mr. Boyd, I'll give you, I forget it was, he was saving apples. It was scarce a year for apples. That wasn't many apples around there that year. And he'd ordered some and it shipped in to him in barrels. So if you open one of them barrels, he was saving them for Christmas, where he figured he'd sell them all Christmas time. And this here, Allen Boy, some people you know would call him by his nickname. And anyhow, he said, "Mr. Boyd, if I'm just giving you $2 or something. If you open that barrel's apples, let me eat all I want." And he said, "Well, I wouldn't care for you having the apples, but I ain't got no license to kill a man." He figured he'd eat too much to kill himself. He said, "We're saving them for Christmas to sell them in."
Yeah.
Oh, boy, some funny things happened way back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk kind of funny, some of them.
Did they?
But they can play music, a lot of them. We was walking along the road one time. We was visiting around up there with my dad and mother, and there's a man carrying a load of stuff up there. Come from a store, I suppose, in a sack. And Dad said to me, he said, "Everett, looks like that poor old man up there is getting kind of tired. You slip up there and help him carry that sack. If he wants you, ask him if he wants some help carrying it. If he's getting tired." Well, he said he wouldn't mind it when I asked him. I carried the sack a while. You know, a feed sack or some kind of a cloth sack, you know, with a... Might have been a meal sack. I don't know, big meal sacks, you know, where you get a whole lot of corn or something. But anyhow, whatever he had in it, I helped him carry it a while. And he said, "Who's that back there?" I was on the road, and I said, "My father and mother." He said, "Let's wait on him. Wait on him to catch up." And here, Mom knowed that fella. When in Williams's, she knowed years ago. When he got to his house, my dad and mother told him he was going over to see her brother, be my uncle, or one of my uncles, I don't know which one it was now, going to see him. And anyhow, she had not laughed at dinner. He come on in, ate dinner, said, "Well, dinner ready in a little bit." And Mom was talking to his wife. I think Mom helped her get dinner. And said, "Whose violin is that on the wall?" I said, "My husband's." Said, "Could you get him to play a tune for us or something?" Said, "He's tired of playing for me. If you'd ask him, he'd play it." So Mom asked him if he'd play a tune or two. He got that fiddle down off the wall and he played pretty good.
Now, who was that?
Some fellow named Williams. It was years ago. You see, now, my Uncle Tom Wine's wife was a Williams. And I asked his daughter, we'd always called her Aunt Ott all the time. I'd heard her called that, and I didn't know what his name was, her real name was. And I asked his daughter what her name was, and she said Anna. Oh, there's people, some of those people up in there, lots of them married among the Browns, you know. Browns and whites and Riffles and Ratliffs and Conrads and Connollys and Sears. I think Uncle Ben Wine's wife, that'd be my great uncle's wife, was a Sears, everyone's dad.
Mm-hmm. Who was it now that you were talking about, the Pearl Wines who died, and you said his sisters were still living? Who were they? You're talking about the Pearl Wines who died, and you said he had some sisters still living around Burnsville?
He has two living.
And who was that?
Gay McCord. She lives in Burnsville.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose Hannah Yeager lives there. I don't know much, a whole lot about them. I've been there, to the house a few times. And Uncle Jim Wine's, that's Mom's Uncle Jim, James Wine. You've seen Louis Wine, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
No, Louis. Louis's dad, Louis Wine's name was James. James L. Wine. James Louis, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And his dad's name was James. And I think he married a Conrad. And
did you ever hear old people call that the Conrads? You ever hear them call them Coonrod or something? You've heard that?
Sure have. Sure I have.
I wonder how they got that changed like that.
Coonrod, they call them that. I think about the way the Dutch or German would call that Coonrod.
Uh-huh.
Coonrod. Uh-huh. Coonrod.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's where that...
Anyway, yes, they call them Conrads, and they call them... Some of them call them Conrads, and some of them call them Coonrods, and some of them call them Conrads.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
It's related to us, you see. Uh-huh. It's, the way they was related was through... Grandpa Nelson Wine's mother's people. I think his mother was a Conrad.
Uh-huh. I see.
I think that's the way they were related.
That would have been Smith's wife.
Huh?
Smith's wife.
David's, Smith's wife.
What?
David Smith Wine's wife was a Conrad, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had a lot of... People used to gather in there and sing. They'd different places there. Sometimes they'd have a gathering at one of them houses and sing, you know.
They'd Did sing. You ever see Clary Melvin's older sister?
Mm-mm. She's the one that died not too long ago?
Yeah, she died in
82. No, that's the one that died not too long ago. Well, it had to have been Nellie. Nellie was the youngest girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was 6 days older than me, born the same year. One time, me and one of them boys out looking around the place at Uncle Bob's, or had a place he was a farmer out, and I heard the fiddle going. I said, I'm going down there and listen to Uncle Bob play that violin. But that ain't Pap playing. He knows that, and people know that music. He knows it, could tell the difference.
Uh-huh.
Said, that ain't Pat playing that music. Said, that's Nellie sucking around there. And I thought it was pretty good. She played it. I didn't know. You see, I'm not that good at it. And I didn't know. But Nellie could play that violin.
Huh.
I suppose she could play the guitar, too.
Uh-huh.
I think she could. I've heard people say that Clary could play the violin a little bit, but I never heard her play the violin.
Who was that?
Clary, Mel's oldest sister.
Oh, yeah.
Clary, I can't name them as they come, but Clary was the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest one in the family, I guess. Oldest one I know of, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Perry. His name was John Perry, mm-hmm. but we always called him Perry. And then Jesse. And... Then Edna, the way that, I don't know about now how that's the way they're coming up, but that's the way the ones that wasn't dead for used to be, but I know the way they come. I think that was the way it was. And after Edna was Mel.
Mm-hmm.
And after Mel, Clarence.
Yeah.
And now I don't know where Albert come in at. Albert was one of them boys, but he was old.
And Laurie,
too. Laurie is the youngest boy.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Laurie was the baby, the youngest one of the very youngest one in the family. He did tell me how old he was.
And their mother was a Sandy?
Yes. Some people called them Sands.
Sands.
But she was a Sandy.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you much about the Sandys. I've seen one they called Bud Sandy.
Yeah.
I thought he was. Did you see him? Ever see
yeah,
him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I thought that he was. I used to think for a long time that he was Melvin's uncle, but somebody said he wasn't.
They were first cousins.
Said he was a cousin.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong as well as anybody else. Yeah. I could be wrong.
And Bud was a good musician. He played the banjo.
Yeah, he played the banjo. He told me, him and I don't know whether he had it right or not, but he told me him and Mel learned it together. I don't know whether he did or not.
Well, I think he was older, quite a bit older than Melvin. He told me a lot about playing music, and did you know he passed away?
Oh, yes, yeah. I've seen that in the paper where he passed away.
What was it, 6 months ago or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he
played that old John Henry one.
Well, now he got them two songs mixed up one time. He got, even the parts I knew, I don't think I had it just all just exactly right, you know. But he said one time that the colored people called that John Hardy. It was not John Hardy. Yeah. John Henry and John Hardy is two different songs.
Yeah.
John Hardy was a desperate little man. He carried two guns every day. Hell, he shot a man on the West Virginia line. And you ought to saw John Hardy getting away. As far as I know that's a, but the other was John Henry.
Right.
And John Henry, I don't know. John Henry was a little bitty boy, no bigger than the palm of your hand. Way some of them colored people used to sing that, and people way back there, bigger than the palm of your hand or palm of your hand. When his mommy looked at John Henry and said, "My Johnny be a steel drive man," and anyway, he's supposed to be driving that tunnel down there somewhere, you know, wherever that was at, you know, drive steel, down 9 pound hammers, and. He thought that he could drive more steel than a steam drill, I guess. Couldn't do it. You know, man can't do it much as a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And picked up his hammer and his little piece of steel to hammer his way in the mountain. But anyway, I don't know where it come in at. He climbed till he came to the mountain top and come down on the other side. Let's see, how was that?
John Henry hammered on the mountain. Hammered on the other side.
Came down on the other side. The mountain was so tall, John Henry was so small. He laid down his hammer and he cried. Anyway, picked up his hammer and his little piece of steel to hammer his way in the mountain. And John Henry, I forget how where it come in at, but he standing by his mama's right knee, or standing by his mama's side or something, and his steam drill on the left. So I'll hammer that steam drill down, or hammer my fool self to death.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't, and then had in there a piece in there about his wife. John Henry had a pretty little wife. Her name is Polly Ann. When John Henry got sick and he had to go to bed, why, Polly drove steel like a man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, they said, John Henry died. And they buried him in the sand. And every time a freight train come a rolling by, they say, yonder would start lies a steel drive man.
Mm-hmm.
Too much steel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had John Hardy mixed up. John Henry and John Hardy, Bud had it mixed up, mm-hmm. The two songs mixed up. I thought it wasn't the same song. I knew that. I'd heard that.
Yeah, he's been up to reunion and played. Yeah,
he's been up there.
Yeah.
Aloysius. Related to Melvin, somewhere related them wives, through the mother's people. And the Sandys, and of course, People up in Braxton County, there's so many relations mixed up. I don't know how they hook up. I've heard them. I think it was Jesse Mel's brother. He used to board with us. Him and Perry both boarded at our place. And Jesse got his leg broke one time. And Albert was, he was telling us about it. Said Albert was small at that time. And he said, I had his leg in splints if they got him home. And one time, you know, I don't know how long it was after he got it broke, but he said had it laying up on something, in chairs or something, stools or something. I don't know what it was, you know, but leg was broke. Mm-hmm. And said, brother, said, move my leg. He was little. And what Jesse was going to do, pull a joke on him. And as soon as he picked it up real easy. It wasn't hurting when he picked it up. Had it in the cast. And Jesse went and hollered. Jesse was telling me about that himself. And telling about some of us there at the house about that. And he said, oh, you hurt me. Like that. He was going to pull a joke off on the kid. It wasn't hurting at all then, on Albert. And he dropped it and he said he sure did have something to holler about then. So it did hurt then. Hurt awful. And Albert dropped it. Yeah, Jesse. Perry done more singing than Jesse. Jesse wasn't much of a singer, but he could play the harmonica and whistle. And he worked pretty hard at the mines. I don't know anything about it at home, but he worked pretty hard at the mines. Mm-hmm. And poor old Perry. Well, he was a good singer. Mm. Well, I sure like Perry.
Well, Everett, I better think.